213 Rock with Herreg Melodica on Vinyl Stimes Classic Rock Radio.
Hell yeah, on your web rock station, on Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio, en direct ce soir. Le groupe Vantid, Mr. Sean Zatorski of Vantid. Hi Sean, nice to meet you.
Hey man, nice to meet you.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good, actually. Kind of get my afternoon started here in Atlanta.
Ok, donc en direct du côté des États-Unis, Sean Zatorski, le chanteur, hein, il a fait quand même pas mal de choses, hein, dans sa carrière. Il y a eu Daft, il y a eu Chimera, il y a eu Sensineum, il y a beaucoup de choses en tout cas. Il est assez connu, hein, Sean Zatorski, avec sa voix assez spéciale. Et là donc il vient pour présenter ce soir en direct, hein, les titres, enfin le prochain album Cruelty and Corruption sur 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, the Classic Rock Radio. So, Sean, the name of the web rock station is Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio, based in Paris, France, as you know. My name is Herreg Melodica. The name of the show is 213 Rock, and I'm very happy for talking to you on air because you are in Paris tonight, in France.
Awesome. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Le groupe Vantid, hein, le groupe américain Vantid, sortira son premier album courant de fin de cette année. Il s'intitulera Cruelty and Corruption. So, Sean, the international press and media are talking about your band as a supergroup. Hein. Hey, that must be very exciting, I guess.
Dude, it's really good, man. I guess the way this all came together was kind of out of the blue, and you know, it's turned out to be one of my favorite projects. So, I'm very excited for it.
Ouais, effectivement, hein, la presse en ce moment internationale, elle est dithyrambique, hein, concernant Vantid, hein, puisqu'ils sont partout en termes de news. La presse présente son groupe. D'ailleurs, je vais vous quand même commenter le line-up comme un super groupe. Hein. Le groupe est composé quand même de Sean Zatorski en direct ce soir, de Gergo Ayer à la guitare et à la basse. Il y a Austin Damond à la batterie et Simon Bondar donc au clavier et au sample. C'est un superbe line-up en tout cas, bien fondé autour de groupes. Effectivement, il y a autour des groupes qui sont autour de tout ça. Hein. Devil Driver, il y en a qui jouent chez par exemple Gerko qui joue chez Omega Die Tribe, et puis White Tiger. Donc il y a des noms, hein, en tout cas au sein de ce line-up. C'est une bande de potes. And originally, with Vantid, you started working on your first album in 2021 with the mighty Joey Jordison, Slipknot drummer. But as everyone knows, due to the unfortunate tragedy, Austin Diamond came on drums to keep Joey's legacy alive.
It was really nice to work with him. I mean, obviously we kind of had a little bit of downtime for Sensanum. We had already kind of discussed working on the next album, and then Greg had reached out to me and asked me to do a song, and we kind of did a few songs, and they came out so well we started to do more songs, and then we ended up doing an album, and then we were looking for a drummer, and you know, I just reached out to Joey, and you know, he was fully on board. I sent him a few tracks, he gave us some ideas. We kind of started spitballing names for the project. Mm-hmm. He's actually the one that came up with the title. He helped come up with the logo. He helped basically create the actual font for the logo as well. So he had quite a few hands in it. And then we gave him a track to work on. And, you know, he had started to work on it, but then unfortunately it wasn't too long after he had passed. It was only about 2 weeks later he had passed. So, you know, obviously the idea was to keep the legacy alive. We kept the name, even though it's very close to Vended. It was something that we had to, it's just, you can't change the name, man. When he helped name it, you know, it's, so we just stuck with it.
Effectivement, c'est au cours de l'année 2021 hein, que effectivement Joey Jordison et Sean Zatorski hein, donc ont commencé à travailler sur ce groupe. Joey a eu plusieurs idées, hein, notamment en termes de suite du groupe, en termes de logo. Il a travaillé tout le côté artistique du groupe. Il a aussi travaillé sur des titres, sur les noms. Il a donné beaucoup de choses que en fait il a voulu garder hein, après sa disparition tragique notamment. Et puis donc il a voulu tout garder. Et pour ça, en même temps, il y a eu un batteur qui est arrivé donc juste après Joey, qui est Austin Diamond, qui a gardé hein, ce lien. Tout le travail de Joey qui l'a poursuivi, et puis Austin Diamond il tape vraiment bien sur ce titre déjà qu'on connaît. And I was present in Paris during the show of Sensanum in September 2018 on the barrage not far from the Eiffel Tower. I remember that show of Sensanum.
What was the venue? Which one?
The Flow, I think. It was in the barge, on the barge. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do, actually. I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah, it was
a good show, man.
Yes.
It was good times.
Yes, it was not far away off Eiffel Tower. I remember that. It was in the barge. Yes, I remember the barge.
Yeah, the barge. Yep, that was, yeah, exactly.
Yes.
I remember the barge, yeah. And that's actually a really good venue.
Yes.
I enjoyed that quite a bit. Yeah, you could see the Eiffel Tower from it. Yeah, absolutely.
Et effectivement, hein, je me souviens du show à Paris de Sensanum, le premier, avec Stéphane Buriez notamment. Et puis, c'était à Paris, donc c'était en septembre 2018. C'était sur une péniche pas très loin de la Tour Eiffel. And I remember a special moment on that day, just after the show, Joey had come to see the fans outside for the silent section. Joey was absolutely a nice guy.
Oh yeah, man, he was always there. He was always there for the fans. Like, so many people came out to see him, and
yes.
You know, like we would come out of some of the shows. I think it was in Roth when we played, and somebody had an entire table set up with everything he's ever done, and Joey took the time to sign everything for the guy. So he was a sweetheart, man.
Ouais, effectivement, c'était un grand moment. Je me souviens très bien de cette partie-là où Joey Jordison est venu. Il a signé tous les fans qui étaient dehors. Il est venu comme ça, tout simplement. Il a improvisé une signing session outside. Et puis, c'était vraiment sympa. Et puis, il y a plein d'histoires autour de ça, en tout cas. Et Sean, il en a un excellent souvenir. And Sean, Requiem to Myself was the first music video available on YouTube since on last June 17 with 40,000 views. Cool. What a great feedback from your fans. Great feedback from your fans.
The feedback has been really good, actually. A lot of people liked it. A lot of people, you know, obviously, it sounds like Slipknot for a reason because we tried to make it kind of sound like that. But, you know, I that was always a huge influence on me. And, you know, when we wrote a lot of those songs, we kind of wrote them with Joey in mind. So I think that's kind of why they have that feel and that vibe. But a lot of positive feedback, man. I mean, honestly, it's probably one of the few projects I've done where just about every single comment I read is a positive comment. So it went off good, man. I'm impressed that it was able to achieve such a high view count with no label, you know, no support, just, you know, randomly putting up a video on the internet.
Ouais, effectivement, qu'il est totalement impressionné par le feedback des fans. Hein. Il n'y a pas de label derrière, ils font tout eux-mêmes. Il est très impressionné en tout cas. And some great feedback like this, such as like this. Some of your fans said, new band and a new good song too. Congratulations, I love your music. Another one said, can't wait to hear more for the album. Another one said, brilliant song. Wow, It's great. Fantastic feedback for
you. Yeah, great feedback though. I mean, especially like I said, because you know, I've been putting out projects for years, and I mean, even projects where other people are involved, and you know, it doesn't even touch 40,000 views, you know, and the same for the end game. I mean, man, I can't believe that hit over 100. So I don't know, especially again with no label and no support and no touring.
Yes. And regarding the second single, The End Game, this track is super heavy and catchy with a special voice, with a both dark and insane at the same time.
Yeah. It's now that was kind of the idea. Like when I heard the song, when Greg sent it to me, I instantly was like, we need to make this like a B-side from Iowa. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the first ones I actually showed to Joey, was that one. And there's a song on the album called Vitriolic, which is very much like Heretic Anthem. So, you know, but in our own style, which I think is kind of cool, you know, it like kind of brings a fresh guitar tone to that classic album. But I mean, it's not like we were trying to rip off anybody or do that. It's just, you know, our influences are obviously showing, you know, that's about the best way I can put it.
Effectivement, hein, non, ce n'est pas un pompage, ce n'est pas un rip-off, non, totalement, c'est vraiment un titre à eux, hein. Il y a eu quelques critiques sur ce titre, mais en tout cas, c'est un super titre bien heavy, bien catchy, avec une double voix, un côté dark, côté insane, et en même temps, c'est très frais au niveau des guitares, quoi. And the song you sing, In the Glass Jar on My Shelf, A Faded Dream. Because,
yes,
I think the video is an ecological denunciation. You want to our way of life, destroy this world. You're sending a message.
You know, I think it's just a lot about past and things that have happened. And, you know, it's like looking on particularly my own shelf in my room where I have, you know, memories and things that I've collected throughout the years. And it can be really translated to anything, but it's weird how a lot of the stuff kind of, after Joey passed, all seemed to relate to him. But it really isn't that way. It was, you know, like trying to become a musician or something, you know, it's like you have this dream and you're looking at it and you're constantly staring at it. And, you let the dream fade because you, you know, you don't continue and you doubt yourself. You know, that's kind of what the Requiem for Myself was, you know, like a sad song for, you know, for yourself, basically.
Effectivement, hein, c'est une chanson assez triste, hein, avec effectivement des paroles assez fortes, comme il y a In the Glass Jar on My Shelf, A Faded Dream. Ça signifie, hein, dans le bocal, enfin, situé sur mon étagère, avec un rêve à peu près fané. Donc, c'est des paroles qui sont assez tristes. Donc, il voulait aussi ce côté écologique où il dénonce pas mal de choses, en tout cas. And that always on the track, The End Game. As I said, your voice is divided in two parts, between clear and aggressive music. Musically, it's very modern and a metal sound. It's very cool because Austin Diamond plays like a crazy.
Yeah, dude, Austin is he's an insane drummer. You know, I think he really did, you know, a good homage to Joey. Joey, and you know, the vocal style is something that I do a lot. Where I will do singing and I'll put screaming under it and I'll try to mix it up, but I kind of like it to sound like eerie and I like it to sound kind of creepy, and I feel like sometimes I'm able to achieve that by doing those two voices or three voices at the same time. I like to mix in some death, but my metal vocals, you know, I like to do a little singing and then I like to do a little screaming, you know.
Ouais, effectivement, il y a plusieurs parties de voix, à la fois deaf, à la fois screaming, à la fois clear. Ça, c'est ces techniques de voix, hein, qui sont tout à fait écoutables, en tout cas, et c'est très porté. C'est vraiment très bien fait. En tout cas, il a une très très belle technique. Hein. And always same and great feedback from your fans too for this music video. Wow, awesome, man, awesome. And something
thanks,
like
man, I appreciate it.
Yes, and something like 100,000 views. Wow, it's great. It's going up.
Yeah, well, 100,000 on that video, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's not something I could have ever predicted. You know, it's not something that typically happens. I mean, I've, you know, even some of this Insanum stuff didn't even hit that many views, you know, like, so I don't know. I really don't. I don't get it. People just must have liked the song. It hit the right algorithms, you know, I mean, but I'm happy. It's not, you know, I mean, if anything, it makes me happy for what's to come. You know, we're trying to hopefully get it some sort of a distribution deal so we can make the CD and actually put out physical copies. But Greg and I have pretty much already written the entire second album. I mean, I think we're like 8 songs into the second album. Okay. And it's even heavier than the first shit. You know, it's like, man, it's crazy.
Effectivement, it's crazy. Hein. 100 000, en tout cas, 100 000 vues, je peux vous dire. Hein, c'est déjà bien. Avec zéro support, très, très peu de promos, mais qui fonctionne très bien. C'est très bien ciblé, en tout cas. Le travail est très bien fait, quoi. Et c'est très intéressant. En tout cas, il est très, très heureux. Hein. And on your third music video, My Desire, there is a fan who wrote one of the best metal song I've ever heard so far here. He's talking about My Desire. Wow, I think he's right. Do you agree?
it's always funny. My perception of what's good and what isn't good is always different. Whenever I make music, I'm always like, this is going to be the one that everyone likes. And that's not the one anybody likes. So yeah. I guess I just don't even know anymore. Mm-hmm. I do love all of them, you know, because I made them all. But there's so many others that are my favorite on the record that haven't even come out. So okay. It's tough for me to be like, it's my favorite ever.
Okay, effectivement, yeah. Le single My yeah. Desire est top. Il y a même un fan yeah. qui a écrit certainement un des meilleurs titres hein, qu'il a entendu, en tout cas sur YouTube de Metal. Ouais, ce titre, il déchire My Desire. D'ailleurs, on l'aura en sortie d'interview. Hein. Je pense qu'il est tout à fait d'accord. On the instruments are real on this three singles. Okay, very natural sound for a real impact. You work with Ashka at the Vacamara studio in France. His music is strong and aggressive. What did you like about Ashka?
He did the Sinsanum record, yeah, yes. And I like that. We kind of tried to do our own mix and master on it, but when he sent it back, it just sounded so raw, and it had this, it just had this aggressive nature to it, because I guess he brought different levels up that we weren't, like, you know, we may bury the guitars a little more, or we may bury the bass in the mix, but he kind of brought everything to the front and center. He cranked the samples up, and he made the vocals just sound, I mean, just so powerful. Just all about mixing, you know, and EQing. So that was, you know, when he gave us his test mix back, it was like, dude, we gotta go to HK.
Effectivement, HK travaille super bien. Il y a un côté brut de coffre, en tout cas. Ça, vous le pouvez l'entendre hein, sur les titres. Le mix, en tout cas, il est brut. Hein. Ça, c'est vrai que c'est fort. C'est très, très fort et c'est puissant à la fois. Il adore son travail. Il a amené tous ses titres à un niveau très supérieur avec des samples aussi très puissants. Non, HK bosse super bien et son choix, il le regrette pas. En tout cas, il est très heureux de travailler avec lui. Et c'est vrai, beaucoup de groupes, hein, ça tire les, effectivement, le travail. Il souhaite travailler avec HK. Je pense qu'il doit être très demandé et c'est quand même rare depuis l'étranger avoir un producteur français de ce niveau-là. En tout cas, on le remercie pour tout le travail qu'il fait. C'est énorme, c'est reconnu et c'est mondialement et c'est ça qui est bien, quoi. Donc en fait, le son métal français est peut-être en train de se développer à l'international et ça fait plaisir. Ce mec, vraiment, il est très très fort et j'espère qu'un jour on l'aura en direct hein, dans 213 Rock, Vinny Times, Classic Rock Radio. And about the album, do you know when it's the date release? Do you have the date release exactly? Because I didn't find it yet.
We have not, because we were kind of waiting to see what we would do with, okay. We're trying to shop it to a label, but at the same time, like, I don't know, I just want to get it out there, so I don't really care about a label as much as I do just having physical media, so that's why we were kind of looking either into a label or like some sort of distribution deal.
Ok, effectivement, pour le moment, il n'y a pas encore de date. Hein, ils attendent de voir ce qui va se passer. Peut-être qu'un label va venir, peut-être ils ne savent pas. Enfin, en tout cas, pour le moment, c'est pas le plus important. Ils attendent de voir ce qui se passe. Ils ont déjà distribué 3 titres. And Morgoth Surprise on the next tracks coming soon.
Wait, what did you say about the surprise? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm talking about Morgoth Surprise about some next tracks coming soon.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. I mean, the next track is going to be even heavier. I'm not sure which one we're going to do. I kind of have an idea. I mean, I'd like to do Vitriolic. I'd like to do, what was the other one called? A New Trend. But I guess we'll have to see what, you know, I think we want to try to at least get something under our belt or something in talks before we do another one. But I mean, do we have so many songs?
Okay.
I mean, the album itself, I believe, has like 14 tracks.
Okay.
And then... like I said, we already have 8 written for the new one, so we have so much music to release.
Okay.
So much music to release. But yeah, hopefully soon I'll know that, yeah.
Allez, bonne information, l'album contiendra donc 14 titres, donc il l'a dit, hein, pour l'instant, ils ne le sortent pas, ils attendent de voir ce qui va se passer. Il y a un nouveau single, effectivement, encore un autre titre qui devrait arriver incessamment sous peu. En tout cas, lui, il est très très heureux de tout ce travail, hein. Il y a de bons feedbacks, il y a de bonnes réactions, et ça, c'est ce qu'il souhaitait dès le départ, quoi, en tout cas. And any shows planned for 2023, for next year?
Any what? I'm sorry?
Any shows planned for 2020?
No, unfortunately not. I'm so busy with music at the moment. Like, I am just completely swamped. You know, Doth is in the talks, you know, with a label at the a couple labels at the moment, and then also we will record the next Insanum album, also in like the next coming months. Okay. And then also finishing the new Vented album. That's like, okay. That's so much music, man. So unfortunately, there won't be any tours at the moment. I mean, we did put in for a possible couple festival shows. So just keep on the lookout. Those may happen if we can get everyone together in the same room at the same time. Yeah, then of course we would definitely play a few shows. And I'm not sure which ones he's spoken to, but he did submit us. Because they asked for, like, you know, what would it take to get you guys here? So I think at this point, we would just need to figure out some logistics.
Ok, pour l'instant, c'est pas encore d'actualité hein, pour parler des shows pour l'année prochaine, parce qu'ils sont chacun, ils sont très très occupés avec tous, avec leurs groupes respectifs, donc tout le monde était très occupé avec les albums et en studio. Ils ont eu le temps juste de faire Vented, mais never say never, on ne sait jamais, peut-être qu'un jour il y aura des propositions de festivals, etc. Ils diront pas non, hein, ça dépendra tout, en tout cas, tout des plannings. En direct, ce soir, dans 213 Rock Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio, Sean Zatorski, la Vented, Cruelty and Corruption, l'album, il vous donnera la date. Très précisément lorsqu'il sortira. L'album contiendra 14 titres. Vous pouvez retrouver le groupe donc sur Facebook, sur Instagram, sur Twitter et sur YouTube. C'est très intéressant comme musique. Sean, thank you very much for this live interview tonight. Do you have a message for the audience, please?
Well, I appreciate all the support, you know, and listening to the music. Definitely check it out if you never have. It's very heavy, and it's definitely my baby. You know, it's something that I've put a lot of time and a lot of emotions into, and you can definitely hear that, and there's also a lot of Joey influences across it. So give the video a shout, you know, or give, you know, comment on it, or, you know, just say that you heard from the radio station so that we know that you know, people do care and that they're out there listening.
Okay, Sean, thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for the live interview tonight on 213 Rock Vinny Times Classic Rock Radio. Sounds good, man.
All right, man. Take care. I really appreciate it.
Ok, tout de suite, on continue en musique dans 213 Rock Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio, My Desire, qui sera suivi par Requiem for Myself pour terminer l'émission. 213 Rock Vinny Times, your Classic Rock Radio. Hell yeah, on your web rock station, on Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio, Vanted, My Desire, 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio. Sean Zatorski était en direct il y a quelques minutes pour présenter le prochain album Cruelty and Corruption, qui disposera donc de 14 titres en attendant la date release. Continuons et terminons la soirée avec Requiem for Myself, toujours Vanted, 213 Rock. Yeah, on your Rock Station, on Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio, Vanted. Pour terminer la soirée, Requiem for Myself. J'espère que vous avez passé un excellent moment en notre compagnie. En tout cas, c'était vraiment cool. Vraiment apprécié ce soir. Et puis, Sean Zatorski, c'est quand même un monsieur. Hein. Il a chanté quand même chez DAF. Je m'en souviens très très bien de ça. C'était sorti, je crois que c'était Roadrunner il y a quelques temps déjà. Et voilà, vous l'avez entendu, il est très occupé par la musique qu'il est en train d'écrire en ce moment. Concernant une tournée pour Vanted, il faudra attendre, voir comment le jeu se passe. Merci en tout cas pour l'interview, c'était cool. Et en même temps, ce soir, donc, on a eu quand même trois titres, la bagatelle de trois titres concernant ce prochain album Cruelty and Corruption, 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, de Classic Rock Radio. Donc voilà, c'est terminé pour ce soir. On se retrouve demain soir, 20h, pour toujours plus de musique, une playlist de ouf que je vais vous préparer ça dans la soirée. Et puis, n'oubliez pas de parler de Vinyl Times à vos amis, tout simplement en leur demandant de télécharger l'appli Vinyl Times, mais aussi de visiter le site vinytimes.fr pour aller voir, pour être au courant de toutes les news, des podcasts et des chroniques d'albums. Tout ça, c'est géré par le doc himself. Oh yeah. Merci encore. Rendez-vous demain soir, 20h. Ciao, ciao.